This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. The shuttle Discovery and its crew of seven glided safely back to Earth this morning. The spacecraft touched down at about 5:11 in the morning Pacific time and rolled to a stop at about 12 after in the pre-dawn darkness. Discovery was diverted to California today because of bad weather in Florida. Now, the reentry was carried out with deliberate precision, and here are some highlights as described from Mission Control.
Propulsion officer reports Discovery's engines are firing, all looking good. 2 minutes, 30 seconds left to go in this engine firing.
Discovery Houston, we saw a good deorbit burn, no trim required.
And Discovery agrees.
All operating well with Discovery's altitude now 72 miles as it begins its descent into the atmosphere. Speed 17,000 miles per Discovery hour. Discovery banking to the left with wings angled 80 degrees to horizontal, 24 minutes to touchdown.
Houston, Discovery has the runway in sight.
Landing gear is down and locked. Drag chute deploy. Nose gear touchdown. And Discovery is home.
Houston, Discovery, wheel stop.
Roger, wheel stop. Discovery, welcome home, friends.
And thank you. Those are great words to hear. We're happy to be back, and we congratulate the whole team.
That's the sound of the conclusion of the first shuttle mission since the Columbia broke up during reentry 2.5 years ago. That disaster killed all seven astronauts aboard. Joining us now is NASA's Carl Waltz. He's a veteran of 4 shuttle flights, 6 months aboard the International Space Station, and a good deal of airtime here on NPR today. Thanks for helping us through this morning, Carl. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is a difficult subject, I know, but everybody's heart, I think, was in their throats as they watched this landing today because of what happened 2.5 years ago. But I wonder if perhaps especially yours, because you work for NASA and you watched the breakup 2.5 years ago. What went through your mind as you witnessed the approach today?
Well, I was just very pleased as we got through that period of intense heating going through the atmosphere. Once we got through that, I felt very, very comfortable that we would have a very smooth remainder of the approach. I remember the day of the accident. I actually, my family and the commander, Eileen Collins, and her family had dinner together, and we were talking about the future and you know, how sad it was after the accident. So it's just great to see this mission come to a conclusion. Eileen and her crew getting to fly. It was just really great.
You must have talked in the intervening time to Eileen Collins about, well, what she thought about being the commander of this very important mission, this return to flight.
Well, I think she was very proud to represent the country and to represent the whole NASA team as they worked very hard to pull this mission together, to assemble all the things that they needed, the new sensors, the techniques to repair tiles. And so she and her crew, were the tip of this huge NASA spear that was trying to come back from the accident.
Now, there's always pressure on a shuttle mission because people's lives are on the line. But did people at NASA also feel like the future of this program was on the line?
Well, I think to a certain extent, yes, because this is an important part. This is the first part of the president's vision for space exploration, to get the shuttle flying. And so we needed to have this shot in the arm to get these things on track. And so I think the NASA team just did a super job. We still have some challenges ahead, but I think we've had some tremendous momentum forward here with this mission, and I hope we can continue it here in the future.
I'm going to ask NPR's Joe Palca in a moment what he was thinking about as a reporter as this shuttle went down. But first, Carl, I just want to ask you some basics here. The shuttle is now on the ground. The door is open. We've got some steps we can see from a television image here from NASA, some steps like you might use to get off an airplane. What happens now over the next few hours with that crew?
Okay, right now the crew is off of the vehicle. They're in what's called the crew transport vehicle, and they will be getting out of those bulky orange launch and entry suits and changing into a flight suit. They'll be checked over by the flight surgeons, and then I'm not sure if they'll walk around the vehicle or not. Traditionally, the shuttle crews will go out and walk around the vehicle to see how it looks, and so they may do that, and we may see that a little bit later. And then after that, there will be some more medical checkups. Some of the team may be participating in some medical tests, and so those will be going on.
Carl Waltz is an astronaut with NASA. He's in our studios here in Washington, as is NPR's Joe Palca. And Joe, covering this as a journalist, as you have over the last couple of years, what thoughts went through your mind as we listened to Mission Control, listened to the news as that shuttle came down?
Well, you know, Steve, I think what happens is these guys train to a fare thee well. Carl will tell you there's a lot of simulations they go through. Even the public information officers who are announcing the landing steps are going through simulations. Everybody's practicing. It's all in their heads. They know exactly what to do. And what I'm struck by is we non-astronauts, non-technical people say there's got to be a lot of emotion attached to this. You got to feel something when you've been out of flight for several years and now you're coming back. And you can just hear it at the edges, and that's what I'm hearing. You know, you can hear when they just landed and Eileen Collins said the wheels have stopped, and you could hear this kind of relief, and you could hear the capsule communicator saying, oh, that's really great, welcome back. And she goes, yep. Thanks very much. Now we go to page 7-2 in our checklist. You know, it's right back to business. And I like the juxtaposition of these people who have trained and trained and trained and they really think they know. I mean, they do know exactly what they're supposed to do at all times, but they're still human beings. And I like to see that poking through from time to time.
Carl Waltz?
I'm sure there were some high fives there on the flight decks and the mid decks once the wheels were stopped. You know, this is just a tremendous accomplishment for this crew and for the agency.
Another reporter who's covered NASA extensively is NPR's David Kestenbaum, who's at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida, where we were expecting, until the diversion, the shuttle to land today. But he's been talking to people at NASA there. And David, your impressions on this morning?
Well, I think any time you got three sets of wheels down, that's a success. The NASA administrator just walked through the room here. He's scheduled to speak shortly. I think he'll say the same thing. There was an astronaut. You can always find the astronauts because they're wearing their blue jumpsuits. This is Mark Polansky, who's been up once. And he said, the downside to this mission was, of course, that foam came off as the shuttle was being launched. And NASA had spent a lot of money and a lot of effort to try and make sure that didn't happen. So... And Polansky said, look, I'm disappointed the shuttle's grounded. Anybody who tells you they're not disappointed isn't being truthful. But this is an organization that's willing to say, hey, something went wrong, and the right thing to do is to fix it and to get going again. And he thinks that's the right thing.
Now, you mentioned this foam. The official schedule calls for the shuttle, another shuttle, to go up rather quickly. Is that likely to happen on schedule, David?
It used to have a longer launch window in September. It's now been shortened to a few days. NASA's going to have to figure out what happened to that foam and why it came off. And right now, there are no good ideas being put out there or talked about. And until they can get a handle on that, as they've said, they're not going to launch another shuttle.
Is the future of the program still hanging in the balance to some degree, even after the successful mission completion today?
I think the space shuttle program is always on the line when there's a shuttle on the launch pad up in space or coming down. There are three space shuttles left, and NASA officials have said many times that if they lose another one, the space shuttle program is basically over. They need one in reserve to send up for rescue, and as I said, they only have three. So that's why I think you saw the degree of caution that you saw. One of the landing opportunities here technically was an okay. They could have gone with it, and they decided it was just it was a judgment call, and they decided they weren't going to do it. And
okay. Then
the shuttle can basically land itself, and they decided they wanted to wait.
All right. Thanks very much. That's NPR's David Kestenbaum at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida this morning. The shuttle has successfully landed at Edwards Air Force Base in California. Thanks also to Carl Waltz of NASA and NPR's Joe Palca, who's with us here in the studio and has been watching and listening with us this morning. You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.